I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, November 13th. Quincy police are searching for a hit-and-run driver that left a pedestrian injured last night. Police say a man in his 30s suffered a leg injury after being struck by a dark-colored small sedan at the West Squantum Street ramp off of Newport Avenue in North Quincy just after 7 p.m. Witnesses say the driver came up the ramp from Newport Avenue, struck the pedestrian, then fled down the ramp back onto Newport Avenue. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of a leg injury. Police say a mirror was left at the scene, and they're now searching for the car and driver. Yesterday's high winds are being blamed for toppling a utility pole in Quincy, leading to a small brush fire. This happened at about 3 p.m. at the intersection of Southern Artery and Quincy Avenue. Pole came down, bringing wires with it, knocking out power to about 3,000 National Grid customers. At about the same time, a small brush fire broke out at Southern Artery and South Street right nearby. Police officers and firefighters responded to both incidents. Traffic was backed up in the area for about 2 hours. Power was restored just after 5 o'clock. Nobody was hurt. 5 more speed restrictions have been eliminated along the MBTA Red Line. The T says the latest shutdown earlier this month between Broadway and North Quincy allowed workers to make improvements that eliminated the speed restrictions as well as make improvements to the stations. Crews replaced nearly 9,500 feet of rail, replaced 26 ties and 143 switch timbers, replaced nearly 260 plates, and completed special track work repairs. The T says there are now only 4 speed restrictions in place along the entire subway system. MBTA General Manager Phil Eng has committed to eliminating all speed restrictions on all subway lines by the end of this year. A community meeting will be held this evening regarding a proposal for another condo complex across from the Adams Birthplaces in South Quincy. Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash is hosting the meeting at 6 p.m. at McKay's Breakfast and Lunch on Franklin Street. Marina Bay Management Services of Quincy has proposed a 4-story, 9-unit condo at 10 Independence Avenue, the site of Quincy Auto Tech. A different developer recently withdrew a proposal for the same thing, only with 23 parking spaces instead of the current proposal for 18 spaces. Local residents and businesses had objected to the first plan because of the height of the building and negative impacts on parking and traffic. The new plan will be presented to the planning board on November 20th. Well, some shelves are looking pretty bare inside Stop and Shop grocery stores as the chain's parent company continues to grapple with a cybersecurity issue. Officials at Ahold Delhaize USA, the parent company of both Stop and Shop and Hannaford, said last week that they notified law enforcement, hired external cybersecurity experts, and began an investigation immediately upon detecting the issue. The company also said it took some systems offline to help protect them. A Stop and Shop spokesperson confirming yesterday that the issue was impacting restocking efforts in the chain's stores. The statement was not clear about how long the issue could last. Signage inside a Stop and Shop location in Revere warned shoppers that the technology outage could result in some product delivery delays. The Stop and Shop spokesperson also said the company's investigation and mitigation effort is ongoing. As of last Friday, several Hannaford locations in Maine were unable to accept payment by debit card or gift card, and Hannaford's website was unavailable all weekend and remains unavailable at least through yesterday. Fines could soon be issued for homeless people living in encampments or loitering in the city of Brockton after 2 ordinances passed City Hall last night. The ordinances targeting public camping and loitering passed in a 7-4 and 9-2 vote, respectively, and will now head to the mayor's office for him to sign off on or reject them. The first ordinance would set a $200 fine for camping on public property and allow the removal of the tent or campsite. The second would set a $50 fine for public loitering. City Councilor Jeffrey Thompson, sponsor of the ordinances, said the purpose is public safety, not to criminalize homelessness or target a marginalized group. City Councilor Phil Griffin also voted in favor of the measures, adding that he wants the state and federal government to step in and provide more money and resources to help the city tackle its homelessness problem, but opponents called the ordinances immoral. Massachusetts is under a red flag warning again as dozens of brush fires continue burning across the state. The National Weather Service issued the red flag warning through 6 p.m. for all of Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Outdoor burning is not recommended during a red flag warning. Many Massachusetts communities have announced burn bans during this dry stretch. Despite cooler temperatures, the fire risk is high because of ongoing drought conditions and the potential for wind gusts between 25 and 40 miles per hour. The latest wildfire activity briefing from the Mass Department of Conservation and Recreation says there have been 247 fires in November, burning nearly 700 acres of land. A new Navy warship named after Nantucket, Massachusetts, will be commissioned in Boston this weekend. The USS Nantucket, a Freedom Variant littoral combat ship, will be commissioned at the Charlestown Navy Yard at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The invitation-only commissioning ceremony will be streamed live. A watch party on Nantucket is happening at a VFW post there. Ceremony is set to be led by Polly Spencer, the wife of former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer, who will give the order to man our ship and bring her to life. The 388-foot ship will be the third commissioned ship in naval service to be named after the island. It was reported earlier this year that the U.S. Navy has struggled with warship production while facing expanding global threats. The USS Nantucket is the 14th Freedom Variant littoral combat ship. The Navy says this type of ship was made to defeat threats such as mines, quiet diesel submarines, and fast surface craft. After commissioning, the ship will leave for its new home at the Naval Station Mayport in Jacksonville, Florida. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 382, the NASDAQ lost 17, the S&P also fell 17. European markets are higher. Asian stocks followed Wall Street lower as momentum cooled for the torrid, quote, Trump trade that swept U.S. markets following Donald Trump's presidential victory. Dollar edged higher, the euro is down, oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose to Atlanta 117-116. They're in Brooklyn against the Nets tonight, 7:30. Bruins beat St. Louis 3-2, and they'll be in Dallas against the Stars tomorrow night at 8. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and breezy at a high 45. Tonight, clear and cold, low 29. Tomorrow, sunny and still breezy, high 45. For Friday, partly sunny and a high of 48. Lots of sunshine Saturday, highs in the low 50s. Out on the water, a small craft advisory is in effect with 2-foot waves, northerly winds, 15 to 20, gusting to 25 knots, and a high tide, 8:29 a.m. Sunrise, 6:32, sets at 4:23. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open today at 12:45 p.m., tomorrow at 7 a.m. Also a reminder, there is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy all this week due to the Veterans Day holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 13th.